This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
I really am so pleased every single time we have spent a moment or two to be able to share in the restoring word of God. And I've seen and I've felt the power through the series that you and I are about to get into. I know many times when we have conversations, we talk about how God orchestrates life on earth as it is in heaven. And it is true. He also makes it possible that all that he has created is beautiful, but also functional in our day-to-day affairs. Functional on earth as it needs to be and as it is in heaven. David says in Psalm 8 verses 3 to 6, "When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them." Close quote. David is blown away by how God, the master of all creations, can care so much for mere man. This also proves and has been proven by the actions as God looked at all things that he had created, the heavens and the earth, inclusive of humanity, and noticed that something needed to be created to complete this masterpiece. Genesis 2 verse 18 says, "The Lord God said, it is not good. It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." And as much as this verse is used specifically when a man and a woman are getting married and having their moment in terms of matrimony, it is one of the most powerful scriptures that you and I need to latch onto as we think and as we meditate upon this series. It is the reason why things are structured the way they are. But we must ask ourselves, why is it not good? Why is it not good for man to be alone? In my mind, God is definitely unpleased that you could be alone and separated, isolated, an island all by yourself as humanity. We are constantly confronted by this concern. And indeed, when asked, what is the greatest commandment? Jesus replied and he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." He concludes and says, "And two, love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22 verses 37 to 39. God understood that fellowship and human interaction is a very critical part of humanity and human engagement. If you feel alone, take heart, God is with you, and he desires you to have a relationship with others who will be able to assist you. Whether you work together, serve together, worship together, share a life in marriage together, share friendship, or whatever it might be that you might have been able to draw strength from one another, God desires that men would be close to men for their purpose and their mission, their divine mission on earth to be fulfilled. Last week I shared with you 7 things you should know about destiny helpers. What is a destiny helper? Let me just quickly give you a recap. A destiny helper is someone divinely connected to your destiny. He or she helps you to achieve what God has predestined you to be. The first thing that you need to know about destiny helpers is that destiny helpers do not have to be your blood relatives. I expanded on this last week. Destiny helpers won't necessarily look or talk like you. Destiny helpers' roles may just be to speak for you while you are at that moment unable to speak for yourself. Number 4, destiny helpers may not even believe in what you believe in or share in your values. I expanded on this greatly last week. Make sure that you catch our podcast if you really want to find out more. Number 5, sometimes an enemy of progress can help you and be your destiny helper. Sometimes your destiny helper might not even really understand where you are going, what you are doing, but just be a door opener who's able to just align with you. God places them in your life. Number 7, it is possible to meet your destiny helper now, but the actual help comes in a lot later in life. But this morning I want to share with you, I want to share with you 4 categories of destiny helpers. 4. Simply 4 categories of destiny helpers that you and I need to look for and align ourselves with. We are Capricorn FM and we are Limpopo's hottest frequency. We've started a brand new series for the month of March, a series that speaks about destiny helpers. These are people who are divinely called, divinely appointed, and divinely equipped to be able to elevate you and propel you to your next level of success and restoration. Earlier on, I shared with you 7 things that you should know about destiny helpers. But right now, I'm going to share with you 4 categories of destiny helpers. And this is brought to us by the Apostle Joshua Selmon. Now, it's very interesting and very intriguing as I was trying to discover and listen to the message about destiny helpers and how really it is very interesting how each of them have got their own purpose, own time, and own season in which their divine mission gets executed. Number 1 out of the 4 categories of destiny helpers, divine connectors. Hope you're writing this down. Divine connectors. They do not have the power to solve your problem, but they know people who can provide a solution for your problem. Hallelujah. Let's think about that for a second. They don't necessarily have the power themselves to be able to solve your problem, but they might know people or be able to connect you to people, places, and resources that might be able to solve your problem. Now, God works through human connections. He does not work in a vacuum. He works through human intervention and human connections. He uses people to bless people. Everyone who has been blessed by God has been blessed through a chain of humans being used instrumentally to contribute to the greater health of that one humanity. A person can be highly skilled, educated, gifted, yet be helpless even with all the academic credentials and qualifications under their belt simply because they do not have someone to connect them. Hallelujah. You could be the most powerful being we have seen in the province, but without a divine connection, you'll be powerful in your own yard, in your own homestead, and not be able to grow, to be able to see the fullness of God's favor in your life. Simple example, Genesis 41 verses 12 all the way to 14. Now, Joseph had his turnaround simply when a butler mentioned his name to Pharaoh. The butler had no real power except that he serves the master. And to be able to mention your name to the master changed his entire life. Naaman is another example. A great man, the Bible tells us. An absolutely wonder. A general in the Serene army. You see, the Bible speaks so wonderfully about him. All his credentials are listed and are very much good standing according to earthly standards. But here's the problem. He was a leper. After struggling so much without any help, he is connected to a man of God, a prophet, who's able to elevate him, connected by his helper, a lady who was working with him, a servant, a slave, who was able to connect him and say, "Man of God, listen, for this to go away, you need a divine connection." Second nugget. Men of influence. Now, these are great men who have credibility and a track record. Their endorsements of you can override limitations and grant you access into a divine destiny. Hallelujah. Men of influence. Now, there's a story that is told about a man who was going through the training to be part of the army. Now, the army had a specific height restriction that if you are not according to this height and above, you cannot be part of the army. Now, a man who knew that man went to the general and said, look, there's a guy who we really want him to be part of the army. He's good. He's got everything that we need except the fact that he is short. The general turned back and said, because of your word, go and tell those who need to appoint him that I have added to his height. Hallelujah. I pray and I declare and I decree, may there be men in this generation who will be able to add on to your height. May there be men who co-sign on the side of your signature. May there be men who are able to not only sponsor you in your venture, but speak well about you. And do us all a favor that while you live life, don't make it difficult that when they locate you, now you've got a bad track record. Men of influence are very sensitive and need you to be at your best standing. Third nugget of the day, gifted individuals. A single gifted person can save you from unwanted challenges. Now, in a church setting, many a times, if not correctly structured, and perhaps there are challenges within, you find that gifted people are the most frustrated because they are led by people who have been given power without the gift. Watch that. Gifted people can simply orchestrate a miracle in your life by simply using their ability. Fourth nugget, because I'm almost out of time. Burden bearers. They have an assignment to bear your burden and prevent you from failing. Luke tells us that in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus needed help, when he was in agony, help came in a form of an angel for him to be able to continue praying. In Luke 22 verses 43, an angel came and helped him, sustained him, and gave him strength, a burden bearer. In Hebrews 5 verse 7, it says, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications and shouted cries and tears in his eyes for what was about to happen. And he said, Father, if it truly is your will, take this cup from me. After being tortured by the Romans, Jesus was forced to carry his cross all the way up the mountain where he was about to be crucified. Jesus at first was able to carry it, and you can find that in John 19 verse 17. But eventually, the exhaustion and the torture made him unable to carry the cross. But God placed a man to be able to carry his cross with him. I pray and I declare and I decree that in this journey of life, may God bring men who are able to carry the burden that you are constantly being confronted by. May God be able to bring destiny helpers who will be able to, even without you saying a word, who will be able to know that you need help and are able to locate you and help you. They might not come in forms of your spouse, your children, your family, your friends, or your business partners, but may God send a help.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.